Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio on our last day of the week. And boy, it's going to be a fun show today. No, I didn't deliberately stutter like that. it just is, okay? For a lot of reasons. If you didn't catch my live Facebook chat earlier, check it out. I'll be talking on some of those things I talked about an hour ago. I did about a 15-minute chat with everybody and talked about tonight's lineup, which is fantastic, starting with my dear friend and amazing psychic medium, Little T. Woo! And Greg Keane will be coming up after that, which Greg will be here at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 Pacific time. He'll be here for an hour, and then we ain't done yet. We may be here very late tonight. Then we're going to bring on at 10 Eastern. Okay, I'm going to go by Eastern times, okay? 10 Eastern, Jennifer Green, who is Nashville's astrologer. She's here regularly on Wednesday nights. She's going to be here. She's a psychic medium. And also, Little T is going to come back. We're going to have a round table and myself. We're all three going to take your calls. And we're going to take on that show any question, okay? Any question. But we're also going to really zero in on relationships, okay? We're going to give you the male-female side of things from your question. Because a lot of times, as you guys know, that, you know, something that we're seeing as a male or female in our relationship, you know, we see our partner acting a certain way, we may think, man, they hate me. Man, my husband's cheating, or my wife is cheating, or, you know, just... But the thing is that men and women, especially when it comes to relationships, take things differently and act differently. Doesn't mean it's bad, but we men and women don't always think the same on the same situation, if that makes sense, right? So anyway, we thought it'd be a great show for that. Of course, on relationship questions, you ask your question, I'm going to let the ladies answer first, and then I will come on and give you the male perspective. So Jennifer and Little T will give you their perspective, plus a psychic insight into that. I'll give you the male looking into it. It may help you. It did Monday night when a lady called in and was wanting to know if her husband was cheating. And the answer was from Jennifer. Psychically was no. And for me, as the male side of things, been married 30 years, was no also. I won't dive into the question. But, you know, so you get the drift, right? Okay. So we are going to be here for at least the next best 4 hours, okay? And we may be here longer, okay? We may be here... Little T and maybe Jennifer, we may be here until 2 in the morning. I might be by myself. But at least I know I will be. Why? Because we are looking for a miracle here on Thursday for love in action. So we are looking for a miracle tonight. We are at the end of the week, so tomorrow, my days off are the primary days that I go and help the families that I said, hey, I'll be back after last weekend, which I ran out of money, or the just people I come in contact with. So at the end of the week, I look at how much are we short after how much we've raised from Sunday till now. And we're short $550. So that's why I said we're looking for a miracle. Miracle happened last week, so I have faith again I'm definitely not going to do what I did last week when I said, God, that is too much at $600. But we raised it. We raised actually over it. So to this week, like yesterday, we only did one show, and there was no donations. Then Sunday, well, not much. Tuesday, not much. The only really successful day was Monday. And I'm here every night. I'm trying, you know. So anyway, so that's important. So I will keep you updated of where we're at, okay? But if you can donate, please do tonight. It is you can use GoFundMe, you can use PayPal, and Nancy in the chat room says, I got my miracle today on this home appraisal. All right. Well, let's hear it for Nancy. She got a miracle. Miracles happen every single day. So it's going to be great. Call in. We're doing psychic medium readings. All you got to do is call in, press the 1 on your phone, and donation is not, you don't have to do a donation, but we're saying if you can, please do. We ask folks who are calling in, if you can donate, at least donate $25. We'll give you a 10-minute reading. But if you could donate more, that would be awesome. And the last thing I'll say is Nancy, who's in the chat room, number 9. I don't know what that means, Nancy 9. But we'll see, right? Anyway, what I was saying was Nancy last week was the recipient of the shawl that my wife beautifully hand-stitched. Took her 4 days to make that, and Nancy received the shawl first thing Monday morning, and she, I don't know why anybody would call me while I'm doing my show, but she received the shawl Monday morning, and she sent me the picture of it, and loves it, and what we're going to do today is my wife said that she is going to make another shawl that's going to be the same design. I'll put the pictures up in just a little bit here. The same design as the one that Nancy received, but will be in the colors. Now get this, in the colors of lavender and pink. And if you look at the actual picture, you can see the hand detail of it. Oh, my God. It is beautiful. My wife, bless her heart, she suffers from lupus. But what she, her love for this mission, she's donating these shawls to the mission for people that donate and to help out the mission. And she has made some of the most beautiful shawls and blankets over the years. She made me a beautiful blanket for last Christmas that I said, you need to make one of these, honey. And she said, do you know how many weeks it took to make this one and the cost? Because it is like super, super soft. And because it's made by some of the best material you can find. I think she said it was like $80-$90 just to make hand, you know, the material cost. But right now it's really hot in Oklahoma, so right now my kitty is making that her home, especially since she had a little more than a little shaving 2 weeks ago. But anyway, I'm getting long-winded here. My wife will make the shawl for anybody tonight in those colors, the same design, in those colors. Anybody donating tonight $200 will give a gift. So you're donating for a great cause, and you're getting a beautiful item just in time for fall and winter getting here. Christmas is getting here. If you don't want it, make a great gift for someone I'm sure you have in mind. So it's going to be a great, beautiful day, and as little T, I'm sure, is saying, it's going to be crazy. meaning great things are going to happen. The number to call in, 347-884-8245. Press the 1 on your phone to come aboard, okay? Little T is here right now. She's in the house. And we're going to put on a song to start the day, the show. And I think this song is really relevant to what we've been talking about. And we'll be back here right after this with Psychic Little T.
This song says, no matter who you are, no matter where you go in your life, at some point you're going to need somebody to stand by you.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Love that song. We're here with Psychic Little T. We are live on Journey into the Light on Blog Talk Radio and also live on Facebook. And just to go over again briefly, a question in the chat, do we have other psychics that will be on later today too? Yes, the lineup is this. Psychic Little T is live now, okay? She'll be here for about 90 minutes from start time, okay? So, and then Greg Keane from Lilydale, maybe I didn't go over this earlier. Greg Keane from Lilydale will be here at 9 Eastern for 1 hour. Greg is one of the premier psychic mediums at Lilydale. Now get this, Lilydale has been there for a little over a year, not a year, God, 100 years. Oh, Mike. 100 years, and Greg has been there for 50. Hey, Lisa, Mamacita's in the house. All right. I have such nicknames for people, but I love it. Anyway, Greg's going to be here. Greg is awesome. Greg not only will give you answers to your questions, but he'll give you information you didn't even ask about. And then after that hour, we're going to continue on because we're going to meet our goal. Our goal is $550. We're going to bring on Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer, psychic medium, with Psychic Little T and Michael Long. I don't know if you've heard of that guy. But we're going to answer your questions, and specifically on relationships. That's where I'll come in, and we'll do the male-female perspective of things, okay? So we may be here to midnight, 2 o'clock, 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning. I'm going to be here until we meet our goal, okay? Means that much to me because I know the people that I said, I'll be back with groceries, get lights turned on, water. These people are worried about these things, and it's not... to me, it's not for a serious moment. Let me say, it's not something where I can, you know, where I feel I'm just not going to go there and say, guys, I tried, but I couldn't do it. You know, good luck. Okay. So, anyway, so it just about brings me to tears thinking about it. So we believe in God. We believe in miracles, and God sent us all together as a group, right? And of like-minded people, we've been together now almost 10 years, and we're going to make great things happen this weekend, okay? I know it, I feel it, and folks, let's get to work. Okay, Sherry has said she has just made a donation. Now, let's see where we stand now. So this is the fun part, but while I'm doing that, let's bring in, my co-host, my guest. Thank you so much, Sherry. I'll get back with you in a second. And if you're called in, let me know the, area code, please. We'll bring in the donators first, but again, you don't have to, donate to come on, come on. Let's bring in Psychic Little T to the show. Little T, how you doing?
Mike, have you heard of this person called Michael Long?
Yeah! Now, what were you saying?
I said, have you heard of this person called Michael Long? Because I haven't.
I know. Who is that guy?
Is he a troublemaker?
Man, what's he going to be adding tonight? It's going to be crazy if Michael's going to add something to the callers.
That was funny. I laughed. You're like, yeah, I might be here until 2 by myself. I was like, yep.
Right here. Oh, you're not going to stay with me? Is that what you're saying? Oh, man. I thought I would at least have you to 2-3 in the morning if needed. We'd hang out together and light a candle.
Is that what they do nowadays? You know, I'm so old.
I don't know. Yeah, we're about the same age, so and you're younger than me, so I'm really old. So.
Yeah. Well, you know. I got to keep you on your toes.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Yeah. So what's going on with you today on a Thursday? I had a question for you. I want to add this to you, and I want to get your answer on this.
Okay.
And to all people that call in, this will make it fun for the night. We know that, you know, there was a winner of the big jackpot. But I want to know from you, Little T, a couple of the things you would have done if you would have won that jackpot last night.
I would do everything that I could do possibly. I would definitely buy myself a house, my son a house, well, or give him, like, the mother-in-law quarters. But, you know, I would put a lot of away or donate, wow, or invest it. I would give some to charity, obviously. You know, help my parents out as much as I could. You know, just do all the typical things that most people do. I don't think I would live, like, extreme, extravagant life just because I know how hard it takes to get that money. And she's probably been playing the lottery every day since she turned 18 and just won $7 million or $700 million or whatever it was.
Oh, did
I mean,
she play? She played since she was 17?
I'm just guessing that. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. I didn't hear.
And it's 18. Okay. That's the legal age is 18. But,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of people that spend a lot of money playing the lottery trying to win it just so they don't work or whatever the circumstances is. But then you watch these shows on TV, how they blow it in like 10 years and then they're back to square one. So,
right.
I mean, there's definitely a lot of pros and cons when it comes to a lot of money like that. Yeah, we would all love to live comfortably. But the lottery, I mean, I guess you have to win it to play it, and I don't play it. So, you know, I just do what I do. But it would be great to dream and, you know, go on, travel the world and not have to worry about where the next bill money's coming from. And But I'm sure a lot of people would think that.
Yeah.
So I think that's the problem even with all these movie stars when they make, like, billions of dollars, they go and buy like 4 cars and then they're bankrupt in like 5 years.
Right.
So.
Right. Yeah. And what gets me is, you know, is sometimes you'll see the most craziest GoFundMe, you know, fundraisers that are just blowing it and they just rake in the money left and right, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
Some movie star, you know, wants, you know, to paint her nails at, you know, some
mm-hmm.
island or, you know, just something crazy. Or politicians, you know, where they get donations, you know, for their campaign, millions of dollars, millions, and to blow them on ads, you know, things like that, campaign expense, you know, all this. It's so sad.
It's sad, but it's a great marketing ploy. Because by the time November comes around, you're just like, get them off the TV. Because you know their names, you know what they look like. And that's the whole idea, is to keep that person in people's minds. Just like when you watch a TV commercial, it could be 10 seconds and you can't stand that commercial. You remember that commercial for the rest of your life just because it annoyed you for whatever reason. And I was with my cousin, and this commercial came on, and she started humming the tune to some commercial, and she said, oh, it's this commercial. And she's like, I watch too much TV. I said, you sure enough do, but that's what they do. They, you know, I knew when my son was younger and watching Cartoon Network, they had a commercial on every commercial for a place called Keppel Carpets. And he started singing the theme song to it. I was like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
right.
You know, it's different things to keep it in the people's minds. You know, it's great advertisement to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You know, you're watching too much TV when you can sing the jingle song for commercials.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. When you can sing the jingle song for a pawn shop or something, or a carpet shop, or
well,
car
when it's,
place.
And your 5-year-old singing it, that means either they're playing it too much or he's watching too many cartoons. So, right. But, you know, again, it's a great marketing ploy for them to play it every commercial, and you know they run like 30 seconds or a minute, whatever it is. So in that minute, you just begin to go, can you just move on to another commercial? So another commercial will come on, and the third commercial will be the same carpet place. I was like, are you trying to tell me I need new carpets? So,
right.
Like I said, it's a great marketing ploy.
Yeah,
but
totally
what would you
agree.
Do with the
well,
$7 million?
Yeah, 700. Not
700. Sorry.
Big difference. What would I do with
yeah.
a million?
Well,
yeah,
the government's taking the rest, so you're screwed. You're
right.
only getting $7 million.
Down four. Yeah, I think it's like. Yeah, right, right. What would I do? So, obviously, like you're saying, hey Judith, call in everybody and press the ones. Speak to Psychic Little T. We're going to calls here very shortly. But the callers, we like to find out, too, when we go to you guys, just like one or two things you would do, you know, that make the night interesting, I think, too. What would Michael Long do? Obviously, take care of my family. But what I would like to do, obviously, continue, you know, my work with the homeless community and especially move a lot of the, you know, make, like, homes for, you know, that are efficient. For the homeless community and get them off the street and get them into housing. That is the biggest thing that I would like to do. I don't know if we can get everybody, but the amount of people that we do, it would be a big blessing for them. That's a big part. Now, the other thing is, you know, would you stop working, you know? Would you stop working? It doesn't mean the same job you're doing, T, but would you stop working? Would you just kind of sit back with some margaritas and I'm just saying.
You know, in reality, I kind of differ on this. Like, part of me wants to say yes and part of me wants to say no. I would quit my full-time job but still do the psychic maybe full-time because I really enjoy that. I don't enjoy my full-time job that I have now. So,
right.
Well, not to the capacity that I should
right.
enjoy my full-time job, but you get the point. I love interacting
right.
with people. I love, you know, when they ask me questions and I can hit the nail on the head, so to speak. So, but to be honest, there will be so many other things I would like to do. So, yes, I would quit.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know,
I would give
I think,
them notice, unlike this lady. She just called and
right.
said, oh, I won the lottery, I quit.
Right, right. Well, she's been there 32 years, so.
You know.
I know what you mean, yeah, especially nurses. Those, you know, usually they, my, you know, daughter, you know, is a nurse, you know, and she's going to school, and, you know, they always run short, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, as far as myself, I love what I'm doing. But I think what I would do is I wouldn't stop at all. I think I would do, you know, more, be, you know, have a lot bigger organization, you know, group of the homeless mission.
Mm-hmm.
And then the radio, I would, you know, probably scale it back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't, you know, quit it because it helps people. But, yeah, I don't think I would quit, though. You know, sip. I know I would.
You know, I have to disagree with you because I think you love the radio.
Yeah, I
and
do.
I know that you personally love helping people, and that's what it would be about, whether it's, you know, the homeless mission or whether it's just somebody in need.
Yes.
So.
Right. Yeah, I wouldn't quit. Yeah, right, because I love that so much. I couldn't just sit at home and just, you know, I couldn't.
Right.
I just love it, you know, helping people. And if you won something like that, for me at least, I could do it a whole lot bigger scale, and that would just thrill me to no end. I mean,
right.
It really would. That's the only difficulty of the mission is I'm, you know, I can only do so much. But anyway, we're still doing a lot, though. So, anyway, what do you think about taking a call?
You know I'm all for it.
All right. So you guys call in and then press the 1 on your phone to speak to Little T now, okay? Press the 1 on your phone to get in line, okay? We're going to go first to area code 917. Welcome to the program. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hey, my name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. How's it going tonight?
Hi, Tim. I love
hey,
your
Tim.
Energy.
Oh, well,
your
thank
energy
you. Thank
is
you.
So positive.
I'm trying to keep it that way. I'm a Gemini, so I go back and forth, but
oh boy.
I'm trying to keep it positive.
It's called life.
Yes, it definitely is. It definitely is. So I had a question about me trying to change my job, new job, possibly new career. On my own, I'm faltering, flapping around in the wind. So I'm trying to ground myself and set some intentions. I was wondering if there was just any messages from Spirit for me in that regard.
Let me ask you this. When you started to tell me about the job, are you an actor? Do you do theater work?
I don't do any theater work, and I'm not an actor. But as a kid, I wanted to be an actor. But then life kind of happened, so...
You need to pursue that.
Okay.
Like, I so see you in theater. Not to throw you
theater.
A curveball, but... that's what I feel.
Okay.
And you're in a great New York area to pursue that.
I guess I have. I've never thought about theater or acting for the most part in years, but that is
well, maybe
I
it's time.
Here, so.
Yes, maybe
yes,
it's time.
Indeed. Maybe it is. Maybe it is indeed. Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, definitely let me know what happens, Tim, and, you know, keep in contact. I love to hear from my clients, you know, to say the good or the bad, you know, something the earth or, as I say, God doesn't want us to always do. And so
gotcha.
I would
okay,
love to
well,
hear. You're welcome, Tim. Have a great night.
You got it. Appreciate your time.
All right, Tim, stand by if you could, please. And let's go to our next caller here. We're here with Psychic Little T here on the show. And let us go to 602 Arizona. Can we get your first name, please?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
You're
hi.
On the air.
Oh, hi. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I'm here.
What's your first name?
It's Natasha.
Natasha, okay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So what can I do for you?
Oh, just I'm just going through stuff right now. I'm just trying to better my health and then my love area, my love life, yeah.
So what is your direct question?
Is there a message for me from Spirit or something?
Okay, when I just took a deep breath, the
okay, sorry.
Yeah. No, just hear me out, because a lot of times I feel what the spirits are feeling, so this could be somebody coming through. So when I took that deep breath, my breastbone had hurt, like it's lungs. Is this you or is this somebody that has passed? That I'm picking up the energy.
That has what?
Is this you or is it somebody else that has passed that I'm picking up the energy from?
Are you picking up the energy from somebody else? That's
what I'm asking. Am I picking up your energy? Are you having lung problems or could it be somebody that you know that has passed with lung problems?
Ooh, maybe it was something. I had a friend, she was like a sister to me. She died.
Okay. So that would make sense of why I'm, like, having a hard time breathing. but this person is keeping a distance, and I'm not understanding why, if you just validated your friend.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as your love life, I don't feel anybody, I don't feel anybody that's like an energy around you.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now.
Yeah, they said that I have like a blockage right now. Yeah, I have a
blockage. What I was about to say too.
Yeah, I know I have a. Well, I have kind of. I have gifts myself, but it's hard. It's hard for me. Yeah, I'm having.
You need to worry about Natasha first, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Get what you need to get going, and when
mm-hmm.
spirit feels you're ready, the person will be sent to you.
Okay,
so
the person, the person I love right now, but I know, I just wanted to know if that was the right person or, I don't know.
Do you meditate?
Huh?
Do you meditate?
Yes, I do. I've been doing that, and then, because
that's another thing that popped in my head.
I'm trying to get stronger with my gifts,
Well, keep meditating. That's what they want you to do.
I just had just a lot of problems. They want to do surgery, but I don't want, I'm having problems right there with that, too, the health. They want to do surgery. My thyroid. Mm-hmm.
And why don't you want to do it?
I don't know. Surgery, I don't think that's the answer.
Well, having a bad thyroid, that could be better.
You think that
I have a good feeling about it.
Okay.
So, but this is still your personal choice.
Yeah.
I can only tell you what I feel and what spirit's telling me. But in the long run, this is still your choice. So just think about what I said and keep praying on it.
Yeah, I'm just...
And they'll
reveal
it to you when they're ready.
And then, I'm just trying to get everything. So everything's for my... Yeah, so get it right for my son also.
I still feel like the person that you referred to earlier that has passed is around you and is helping, because my chest is still like, okay, I can't breathe, and it feels like somebody's sitting on there. So whoever it is, she's definitely around you.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah, she was like she really was my sister.
She said, that you can talk to her. She's listening.
Okay. Yeah, I'll put on some like music sometime. And I'm like,
you dance around the house?
Yeah. I still take it hard, but not as hard as I was taking it, because I know. Yeah.
No, sweetie. She said, I am fine. I am dancing with you. Like, did you grow up with her? Because she made a reference to a little girl when we were little girls.
No, I lived in Las Vegas at the time, and I moved back to Las. I had moved out there from Arizona. I stayed out there from 98, 99, and I met her because my niece, I used to walk her and her son. Yeah. That's
okay.
How I met you.
So that makes sense too. Little girl. Okay.
Yeah. She taught me how to make
life.
A bottle.
She's so around you, and don't dwell on the past.
Yeah.
She can still hear when you talk to her. You may not be able to hear what she says back, but she's talking back. When you get yourself situated and open yourself back up, you'll be able to do what you need to do.
I have her picture on it's on my laptop, and when it opens up and sees that, everybody's all, who's that? Who's that pretty girl? I was like, oh, that's my sister.
Yeah, see? But keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a wonderful job. And make sure that you think about everything that I said.
Yeah, and I try to keep in touch with Kadan.
Cool.
Yeah, her son Kadan. Yeah. So she just said to talk to her, just talk to
her.
Yes,
like, you know, just because the body is gone doesn't mean
I know,
mean
I can feel her,
gone.
Like sometimes I feel her. Yeah, I can
Does
feel
she,
her.
Oh, how do I say this? She likes to touch your head. She keeps making a reference to your head.
And somebody, there's somebody that do the, with the, like a bottle, a water bottle, I'll be sitting there listening to meditation and somebody has squeezed the bottle or something like that, like the bottle or pop or something. Is that her?
Maybe that's the reference to the head.
Uh-huh.
That she's making. All I keep hearing is her head.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're doing meditation, you're actually opening yourself up. So, like
mm-hmm.
I said, you need to take these steps, and I don't want to re-block you by giving you more information.
Yeah.
I just let her know if it's her next time you meditate to touch your hair.
So
or
the guy that likes or something like that, he's an entertainer. What is his purpose? Is he in there just for a season or what?
I'm sorry. Re-ask that question, please.
Is that person in there for a season? The singer or something like that. How did he get involved with me or something?
You mean the person that you're supposed to meet after you unblock everything? I don't understand your question.
I'm not exactly sure,
but I know it's going to take some time for you to work up to where you need to be. And I don't have a timeline because I could say it takes 6 months, but it may take you a year to get back to where you need to be. And right now, all I'm telling you is worry about you. Don't be worried about, you know, and even when we have the relationship show later on tonight, I'm sure the other psychic will tell you the same thing. Worry about you. You know, when God's ready to send somebody to you, that's when he's ready. But work on yourself, and I can't reiterate this enough. You know, you have to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. And I've learned this lesson the hard way many, many times.
Yeah.
So just worry about you.
Yeah, I just want to get everything right so my son to meet his real father, too. I've been going through, been dealing with that, too.
Well, just stay strong and do what you need to do as a mother. And, you know, my son just turned 18, and that's been a whole nother story, too. So, keep being you. You know what I mean? Don't let all the negativity get to you. Just keep meditating or keep praying or whatever you do to calm yourself. And just be like, okay, I'm not going to be this person today. This is who I'm going to be. You know, talk it into the spirit world or the universe, whatever technology or whatever terminology you want to use.
The universe.
Okay. Talk into the universe and let them know, like, hey, you know, I'm not going to be bothered today. I need some time. And set boundaries. You know, a lot of people forget that. Like, even just because they're spirits doesn't mean that they don't have to live by boundaries. Like, if I was to come over your house, for instance, and you don't want me there, you'd be like, get out. I don't want you here. That's what you need to do in the spirit world. So,
that's
what you need to keep doing.
So I'll get that. So pretty soon that blockage would be off me.
Just take it one day at a time and keep doing what you're doing. And when they're ready, they will open you back up. And, you know, for whatever reason, you were blocked for a reason. You know, I was blocked for many years. And then it just opened up like the floodgate. I'm like, holy cow.
What was it? What type of, you couldn't explain the feeling?
It was just kind of like somebody slapped me in the face. Like, I started feeling all these emotions.
How long? how long have you actually knew about your gifts? I knew I was different, but then I don't know everybody. I don't know. I kind of knew, but then it started barely. I wouldn't say barely knew about it, but like started getting into it because I used to read horoscopes, but I didn't. I haven't. I still read them, but not that much.
I'm not a big, and this is just my own personal opinion. I'm not a big horoscope person. I mean, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm a Libra. You're a Libra. Great, you know.
Yeah,
but
I was like,
as far as most of them, I don't believe what they have to say because it usually never is in my field, so I feel. But as far as your question, my parents can tell you from when I was in a toddler bed things that used to happen. My dad is also open. And
you're intuitive and you're a medium?
Yes, I'm very intuitive. I'm a medium. Whatever terminology you want to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care for the word psychic. I think it has a negative impact.
Yeah, everybody's like, oh, you're going to go to HELL.
Yeah, I know.
I was like, no, I'm not. I said, I don't care. I used to hide it, like reading it, but I don't care. I was like, whoever they see, they see it, whatever. I don't care. Mm-hmm.
So I was went to a Baptist church. I was saved in 1983, and I saw things. I never like dabbled in witchcraft or any of that. I did as a child play the Ouija board one time.
Yeah, I did.
And I vowed never touch one again.
Dog jumped through the window.
I vowed never to touch one again. So, some things that happened and haven't touched one since. But, no, it's just when you're ready, open back up. Or I was at work and my great grandmother had revealed herself to me as a shadow. And I was freaking out to my boss. I was like, I'm sorry.
Mine did too. My great grandma, my grandmother's mother, she was laying in bed. I was, before I had my son, I knew what I was having and everything. He came out. I had the dream. I knew I was 3 months and I dreamed about it. And she was in, one time she was in bed laying. She was in bed laying in Mary. I knew she was just there for it. Then I was like, my grandmother was laying in bed with me. And then she was like, she was just there to comfort you.
All right.
Sorry.
We just got to move to our next call. But
okay, I'm sorry.
No problem. You're fine. And a little tea? Why don't you give the caller your phone number so it maybe they want to set up a private session with you?
I would love that. Okay. Are you ready, Tosh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's 609.
Okay, let me grab a pen.
Okay.
And that goes for everybody out there. It's the phone number is listed on the show page, but if you want to write it down now, guys.
Okay.
You can give it out a couple times.
609.
Okay.
320.
Uh-huh.
7912.
Okay.
And my website is psychiclittletea.com. All my rates are on there. All the information that you need is on there.
Okay, so 320-7912?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Much love to you. Take care, okay? Thanks for calling
in. Okay, love and light to you guys.
Yes, love and light. All right, awesome. That was great. All right, Little T is here, Psychic Little T. She's taking your calls. The lineup for tonight is Little T will be here for another 40 minutes. Then we'll take a short break, and then Greg Keen will be here from Lilydale, Psychic Medium. And then after that, we will all come back together. Little T will be here, and also Jennifer Green, Nashville's astrologer, Psychic Medium, and the ladies are going to take your calls for psychic readings, and then we're also going to focus on relationships, where all three of us, including myself, Mike Long, whoever that guy is, we're still trying to find him. He's going to pop off a few things too. So, no. And right now we are looking for a miracle. Our total is down a little bit to 475, okay? Our homeless mission, yes. We are slowly inching our way. If you can help, it's a goal that we have got to reach for tonight, because tomorrow is when I go out and help families. And just like the video that I posted, if you haven't seen it, it's on the Facebook wall of mine. Just go see and see, you know, what we do and how we bring joy to people that really need help. So I believe in miracles, and another miracle is going to happen tonight. So let's bring in Sharon to the show, who helped us out with a donation. Thank you, Sharon.
Hi, thank you.
Hey,
nice
Sharon.
To be here. Hi, how are you?
You have some great energy.
Oh, thank you.
The
thank
first
you
thing
so
that
much.
Popped in my head was a nurse.
You know what? I wanted to be a nurse when I was younger. That's so odd that you say that. And I didn't pursue it, but that was like my first kind of, that's what I wanted to do. I'm a very nurturing person, so.
You would be amazing.
I know.
So what's the problem?
Well,
I know life
I don't
want to
get any more student loans.
Boy, do I know that feeling all too well.
Yeah.
But you would be amazing at it. I just want to put
so
that
much.
Out there.
Thank you.
So what's
I've
the
helped
question
a lot of
now
people.
That, you know, spirit has kind of overcome everything? And
I want to know, like, my career, what you see for my career, and my children. I have and maybe my husband.
I'm good. I'm not that good. No, I'm just kidding.
yes, you are.
To be to be honest, I blame spirit, but they keep directing me to you going to nursing. I don't know if. You can yell at them later.
Mm. Okay. well, I'll look into that. Hey, if spirit, if
really,
that's my...
Yeah, like, I so see you doing that.
Well, I am. So I'm studying to be a Reiki master, and I do... I'm just on my last test, and I do healing. Could that be the same thing?
Me too.
So, that...
I'm not really getting that vibe, but you can take that up with spirit.
Yeah.
On
okay.
what the definition actually is. So, I mean, it could be teaching other people, being the nurturing, the motherly type, whatever, term you want to use for that.
Okay, sure. That's funny.
So
I always wanted to be a nurse. I'm a little too old,
though. Or maybe you can
go
do, like, a CNA thing, or you're never too old, let me tell you.
That's true. But what I want to do is when I'm done my master's, it would be in a Reiki, because I'm a recruiter by trade. I also want to give back, and I want to go to, go to hospice centers and heal people. You're not really going to heal them, but have them have comfort. You know what I mean? And then maybe some cancer centers or something like that.
Did I not just say nursing? Isn't that you want to go to hospice?
Yeah, that's
true. You see
true.
The connection now?
Yes, absolutely. Spirit just answered
mm-hmm.
it.
You little fibber. Were you trying to call my bluff?
When you say nursing, I think I have to like be an RN or something. And any
you're
more
wearing
education
a white
and I'm going to die. I can't have any more education. My loans are crazy.
Yeah, I can relate to that all too well. I just graduated with my bachelor's. I'm thinking about going back for my master's, but
congratulations.
Been kind of put off. I'm sorry?
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
That's
so,
awesome.
You know, I just don't want any more student loans now either, but, you know, sometimes you have to do what you got to do. But anyway, before I get off on a rampage again,
okay,
what's your question about your husband?
Health-wise, and will he's a contractor now for his current company. Will he go full-time? Do you see him staying there?
I actually feel like he's in limbo with this whole process. I don't know where it falls at right now. But
okay.
I do feel like once he puts his claws in, so to speak, he'll buckle down and... Because he's kind of like, well, I really don't want this job, but I have to take it to support the family.
Mm-hmm. He's not a recruiter by trade. He's a technical person, and he's a recruiter now, and he has to work at home because he's really sick. He's got really bad migraine headaches. He's a vet, and he was he's a disabled vet, and he can't be around people. He's really allergic to cats, like
wow.
ER cat ER kind of thing.
Does he get shots?
He tried. It makes him sick.
No kidding.
He tried it for 6 months, and he was sick as a dog. They tried everything. They said it happens every now and then, but he's almost like a boy in the bubble.
Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah, but, I mean, I try to make it as happy as I can for him.
You have that great energy.
Oh, thanks. And we have a really good life. So, I mean,
right.
it's his second marriage. My first marriage, I have three boys. He has two kids. He has a daughter and a son. And,
okay.
You know, second time around was pretty good for us. So.
Well, that's good. You know, sometimes
yeah.
it don't work the first time. I got to try a second time. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that he's a vet because I actually went to Applebee's in Ocean City, Maryland on Tuesday. And they actually had a sign that said, "Thank you, vet." And it was a parking space for them. I thought that was amazing. I had never seen anything like that.
That is very impressive.
And
I'm going to have to go to Applebee's
by the
now.
Front door. My cousin actually took a picture of it because that was the first time she ever saw it too.
That's great. That's really
so
beautiful to hear.
I feel, you know, spirits letting me know that your kids are fine. They're going to do
okay.
well.
How about my oldest
mom
son,
and
Michael?
A great dad.
How about,
I'm sorry?
Well, that's their stepdad, their dad. My sons, their dad isn't in their life. But my oldest, Michael, I'm concerned about him because he's on a path to, he's like in singing and acting. He's really good at acting, and he's doing
mm-hmm.
the singing, but I don't know. He's decided that he's just doing the passion, and he's stopped working. And I was just kind of concerned for him. Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, he's got to go through this. It's called, I'm not sure, but he's going through kind of like a midlife crisis, just like at a younger age. I'm going through the same thing right now with my son. He kind of feels like he doesn't have to work, and I'm going to foot all the bills for him.
Oh, man.
So.
Yeah. And I have a son, Matthew, in the Navy. Is he going to re-sign up for the Navy?
How many more years does he have left for this contract?
They asked him to sign an additional 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And he said he told me if he can get a year, he'll do it. But if he can't get a year, he's not going to. So is he going to, and he's going to Korea. And not the bad Korea, the good side. But that still scares me. Because it's Korea.
Because your mom.
The news.
No.
Yeah.
Your mom. That's why. And, you know, anyway, I'm not going to get on the politics.
Yeah.
I really feel he's going to look at the contract and he wants to sign up, but he's kind of like on a seesaw. You know, let him know that recruiters in the military, from what I'm told, I've never been in the military, lie to get people to redo things, and he needs to really read the contract. If that's really what he wants to do. But
okay.
I do see him signing up for it.
Okay.
So,
and, Mark, do you see my youngest becoming, getting into modeling? He's done some modeling stuff.
You know, the model industry is really hard. How old is he?
He'll be 21. And you know what? Okay. He it's no big thing. He actually has a job at Wawa.
Okay.
So he works at Wawa and he goes to Westchester University. But he's done a lot of modeling stuff, and he's doing something like health, exercise science. So,
you know, he's just kind of finding his way. And as mom, you just need to support your boys. And I know it's hard, and you just want to baby them. And they're not babies anymore. They got to start making their mistakes and learning from them. And it's
he'll be fine.
Yeah, as parents, we just want to cuddle them and be like, no, and that's not the case. You know, we had to learn the hard way, too.
True.
We had to make our mistakes.
Any message
from Spirit
from me at all?
No. You're just, like, I really, they're making me feel like you're doing everything that you need to do and keep doing it. But you're already in tune with this. So you
I am, I know. I know.
I know.
I wanted to donate.
Okay.
I wanted to donate. And I mean, I do a lot of this stuff anyways. Like, I mean, I have for so long. I'm like into the chakras and everything like that. I love, you know, that kind of stuff. But I wanted to, you know, I've heard a lot of good things about the gentleman who has the show. And I'm like, let me try it.
Well, that's amazing. I think we should trade some services.
Sure.
Because I need my chakra realigned, too. But,
my.
Let me give out my website again. It's psychiclittletea.com. All my information is on there. You have a pen, I can give you my number.
Is it 609-320-7912?
See, we're already in sync. I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. You have a great night.
You too. Text me,
thank
call
you.
Me, whatever. You're
okay,
welcome.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for your call. And thanks for being part of the show. And thanks for your donation. Folks, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be here with Little T for another 30 minutes. And then the top of next hour, Greg Keane from Lilydale will be here. And then an hour after Greg, not after Greg, but when Greg is done after his hour, Jennifer Green will be here, Nashville's astrologer, psychic medium. And Little T will be back here, and we'll be talking, taking your calls for any questions. And we're also going to be focusing on relationships, and I'll be joining in with answers. And we are staying until long as we have to meet our goal, even if I'm the only one left and the sun is rising and the chickens are – what do chickens do? I should know. I lived on a farm. They
No, they're ducks. Wait.
Ducks. Okay, they crow. Okay, they crow. Okay, I was on a farm. I should know. And anyway, you get the point. We're still at $475 we need to raise, folks. And these are four families. And then the general public that we help. It means enough to me to stay as long as can, because it's worth that much. And I just, some people say, well, do the best you can, Mike, and just, no, I can't. You do that, I just think, nah, I ain't going there. We're going to do it. I believe in miracles, and so please help if you can. Donate. The links are there. The GoFundMe link is there. PayPal address is there as well. Let's make it happen, and I will keep updating you guys as we continue on. It's worth that. We are going to continue on with the calls then. If you're called in and want to speak to Little T, press the 1 on your phone to speak to Little T. And again, like we've been saying, if you want to have a private session, which I would highly recommend with Little T, I've had nothing but high remarks as far as people that have had private sessions with Little T. So you can reach her at her website, psychiclittletea.com, or the phone number 609-320-7912. All that's listed on the show page, folks. And again, you don't have to donate to call in. You you can't donate, still call in and press the 1 on your phone. We have open lines, so you're the next call up. Once you call on in, press the 1 on your phone. Thoughts? Lil D?
I was like, I'm about to shake my booty so people start calling in.
We had a couple calls, and here we go. 215, welcome to the show. That would be Alabama, I believe. Can we get your first name?
Hi, how's it going? My name's Amir.
Hi, Amir.
Hi, it's Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I was going to say, hi, neighbor.
Oh, got that transposed.
Yeah, I'm calling from Philly.
Okay.
Philly.
You're right over the bridge then.
Oh, you're in New Jersey?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
So what's the million-dollar question?
Hello, will I win the Powerball? No, just kidding.
Yeah, we all. Oh, wait, I got to play it first.
Yeah, what about yesterday's $700 million Powerball?
Hey, you know, I wish her the best of luck because now every relative that she hasn't seen in about 10 years is all going to come back to her.
Yeah, I just saw the interview, you know, and I was like, I cannot even imagine, you know, one ticket and how this luck, you know, one out of how many millions of people wins close to $1 billion. But anyway, she has some great luck. But I was going to ask about my financial. I'm a single dad, so I have a daughter. So I don't know if I want to go venture into a relationship, but as to financial outlook.
Because when you first started talking about the Powerball, the first thing that popped in my head was a job. Are you looking for a job or are you looking to replace a job that you have now?
I'm looking to replace a job that I have now.
Okay. I really feel good about your decision. I'm not exactly sure what field you should go into. And no, as far as a relationship right now, no. Worry about your daughter. I know it sucks.
Okay.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter is 10. I've been single now for almost 10 years. You know, got divorced 5 years ago. So I've been focused on me and my daughter. She's 10 now.
Okay. Yeah. I just feel like maybe you're ready. But there's still, like, a gap in between there, if that makes sense. Like, you're kind of, I want a relationship, but I don't. And it's hard to date nowadays, especially introducing a child into that, because then you're like, what are the expectations of the other person? And then you go through, I'm a protector, I'm going to protect her from not getting hurt, so on and so forth. Is this making sense?
Oh, yes, dude. That's why I'm very coy. That's why I won't settle, and I want to make sure that, you know, she's in it. Because it took a long time for me to get over my ex. I mean, she remarried.
Right.
But I'm focused on my daughter and her happiness. I don't want to find anybody. You know, make sure that, you know, there's no drama causing any more trauma.
Right. Right. I mean, I know your daughter's only 10, but have you said to her, what if daddy met somebody else? How would you feel about that?
No, I haven't really talked to her about that because I haven't really met anybody. So I wasn't, you know, I thought if I ever get serious and I meet somebody, then I can bring up that because without even me meeting,
if
there's nobody even potential out there, you know, I thought, why even bring it up to
her? No. There's always potential, and you're going to meet this person when you least expect it. But you need to bring this up to your daughter, not like it's going to happen tomorrow, but just kind of see where she stands as far as that, because I'm sure she wants you to meet somebody so you'd be happy, but she's also daddy's little girl, so then she's going to be protective of you.
So that's understand.
Where I'm like, maybe you need to, if it's not now or whenever you choose, you know her the best. To say, would you feel if I started dating? And I think that would make you feel a little bit better. And I'm not saying bring home every date and meet your child. I'm not. So, you know, if you go and meet somebody, have a cup of coffee with or whatever, the circumstances, And then, you know, after a while, you feel more comfortable. But I know it's hard being a single parent. Been there, done that. And you want this person to be special. And when I did introduce people or one person to my son, he's like, I don't like them. So, you know, and I listened to his judgment to a point, and I kept that in mind. And, you know, kids are good character judgers. So
yeah,
when
that's what my...
Go ahead.
No, that's what my daughter feels as to her stepdad. She doesn't talk about him much, and I know she's still... Well, I guess now she knows that there's no chances of me and her mom getting back together, but she doesn't
right.
talk about him, and she doesn't think much of him.
Right. Well, you know, as a dad and you have full custody or whatever the arrangements are, you have to start asking the hard questions to see how she really feels. Because she may feel that you should start dating and she may feel that you may not. So, you know, you need to have that open communication with her, because once she starts dating boys, you're going to be like, okay, where's my baseball bat? This is my little girl. So that's why I said, you know, try to keep the lines of communication open. Because when she gets a little bit older into the teenage years, you're not going to have this communication. So, you know, girls are finicky people. You know, I happen to be one.
But when I do meet one, do you see, like, a good potential, like me finding somebody? Or you see me single
as
for a while?
Right now, I don't feel you meeting somebody in the next couple months, but I feel like you're starting to put your feelers out, like you're keeping an eye out. So like I said, it could happen in a year, it could happen tomorrow. It's when God's ready to send that special person to you, when, you know, it's your time. I've been a single parent for 18 years now, so I can relate
oh, wow.
to a lot of what you're saying. So let me tell you, and my son comes first. Everybody knows
yeah.
this.
Well, that's how I feel with my daughter. I mean, no hurt, because I've been single for 10 years, and I just can't use it. It took me forever to, you know, get over my
mm-hmm.
ex and the marriage, so I don't want to jump in and get, you know, burned again. So I'm more coy, and I've been focused on me and just raising my daughter. Just, I mean, just being happy in the moment, just being happy, you know, because
mm-hmm.
somehow in our society, we think if we don't have somebody, you know, we're not complete or ever self-worthy
right.
is to find somebody, you know, and that's not
right.
true. So me just to find myself worthy and move on with my life, especially my daughter. So, you know,
well, you
got
to look at it like this, too. A lot of people have opinions, but you have to do what's best for your daughter. And I, you know, I think you're doing an awesome job. You know, I got to give credit where credit's due. You know, and don't, you know, a lot of people have a lot of negative things to say until like, they walk a mile in them shoes and they go, oh, this isn't as easy as I thought it would be. So just keep staying positive and keep doing what you're doing. And just make sure that line of communication is open with your daughter. So that way, you know, when she starts dating boys or if, you know, you start dating, that you can be like, I'm just saying a name off the wall. Hey, Susie, you know, I'm going out with so-and-so, you know, and if the date works out, you know, you can meet her or something to that effect, not, you know. My brain is all fickled right now, but you get the point.
Yes, I do. So how
you know,
will my
like
relationship...
Your child's number one.
No, that's true. So how will my, since she's 10 now, how will my relationship be with my daughter as she gets, you know, will it get stronger, the bond? Do you feel that? Because, I mean, the custody is not the greatest. I'm trying to get 50-50, and my relationship with her mom is not the greatest. I've been working, you know. We more have like a business, you know.
So you
business
have
contract
her,
right now. Nothing really
you
working.
You have her part-time?
It's like a 60-40 right now. I have her 40%. Her mom
okay.
has her 60%.
I really feel that your relationship with your daughter is going to grow because the mom has her most of the time. The mom's the bad guy because she has to be the disciplinary. And she can be like, well, I'm going with Dad because he can buy me this. And, you know, just make sure she doesn't do that, uses one parent against the other, And I know your relationship is strained with the mother, but there has to be a line of communication open as far as that, you know, with the child. Because if not, she will play both sides of the card.
Okay.
So just keep an open mind. Keep doing what you're doing. You know, your dad, you know her best. But I do feel as she gets older that your relationship is going to get stronger. But, I mean, these are the questions you really need to ask her. I know she's only 10, so watch how you word it. You could be the greatest thing in the world right now, but when she's 13, you could be the worst thing in the world because teenage girls go through all that crazy stuff. So,
true.
Just, you know, and when she starts, if she does and, you know, she's having a hard time dealing emotionally, just support her and just be like, you know, I'm here for you. And if she's having a rough day and if she wants to talk, just listen to her.
Okay.
So, again, this is just what I feel. You know, I do feel like you have a good relationship with her, so I think she'll be okay to open up to you.
Okay, that's great.
So,
well, thank you.
But good luck with the teenage years. They stink.
Yeah, I miss the toddlers. I keep looking back. I was younger, no gray hairs, and, you know, when she was a toddler, life was much sweeter. Now it's getting complicated.
Oh, you haven't had the worst of it. Have a good night, though.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thank you for your time. Bye.
All right. Take care. All right.
Was I right, Mike, or was I right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's funny how people say, you know, watch out for your kids, like, when they get 14 or 12 and all that. It's like, no, when they get, like, 17, 18, that's what I definitely found. Both
the
kids.
13, 14-year-olds prepping you for when they turn 17, 18.
Right, right. They still listen to you pretty good, 13, 14. But you get to later in high school, I don't know what happens, but the train just goes off the track. I don't know.
Yep. Train wreck.
Right. You think everything is going fine, you know, and like, what the happened? I mean, oh my goodness. But yeah. Okay.
That's
well, let's
awesome.
Take our final call of this segment. Then we'll take a break. Greg King, top of the hour, and then Jennifer and Little T coming back after that. Lori in Florida, welcome to the show.
Hi, Little T.
Hi, Lori.
I've tried so hard to get in to get a reading from you. I'm so tickled.
Awesome.
I love listening
to
your readings. It's
great to be tickled.
Yeah. Got
you. You got in. All right. We're having fun tonight.
She's like 500 miles away from me.
You're so cute. So I'm going to let you go, Little T. What do you have to offer me in regard to employment? I'm in a very demeaning job, but I need to get paid. I've got very few hours. It's ridiculous. But I'm putting my efforts out there really hard.
I have to be honest. Like, everybody is struggling right now with jobs, and I feel it's going to be a tad bit longer. Just hang in there. You know, since we had this eclipse and people's energy has shifted and did like a 180, like the whole week that the eclipse was happening, I'm like, what is wrong with people? I really feel like the energy is changing. I'm not sure exactly what job you're doing, and I'm not getting anything that you should be doing, but keep
right.
pounding the pavement, so to speak. But I do love your energy. Like, I know it's hard to be positive right now, but you need to stay positive. Like, think of that glass still half full, not half empty.
That's
what
exactly
I feel.
What I'm doing. And that's why I went ahead and took this, because I said to myself, I'm exploited in this job, but at least I'm getting something. But it's kind of humiliating. It's not even $200 a week. It's very humiliating. But, I mean, it gets me out of the house, and I don't know what else to do. I really want to earn income that merits what I put in to,
right.
to the job. And it's been a few years. I don't know why.
Wow. When you were saying all that, I really feel patience is a virtue. And trust me, I struggle with that every day. I want things now. I don't want them in 3 years. And to be honest, last year when I graduated, I thought that I would, you know, be out of the current job that I'm in and into something different. And it just hasn't happened for me. And starting to slowly open up, doors are starting to slowly open. And I really feel that's going to happen for you. And when the job is ready, you know, the spirits are prepping and getting things ready. And again, patience, I know it sucks, but, you know, we as humans have to learn that. And I wish I had some better news for you since you waited all this time to talk to me, but I have to be honest. You know what I mean?
Is it something that I'm doing energetically that I could be doing better? I mean, I was offered a supervisory position. I'm not even at my 90 days, and it's an extra $2 for doing continuous, nonstop physical work, which I can't do. It was humiliating, and I turned it down, and they insist on me taking it. I just look at it as sheer exploitation. And physically, I can't do it anyway. So they tried to trick me forcibly, and I stood up for myself, and that felt pretty
good. You know, maybe that's the lesson that you needed to learn, was to stick up for yourself. You know, there's different obstacles in life that we have to go through until we go through them and we go, wait, I just learned X, Y, Z from this. And if you don't learn, you're going to keep repeating the same thing. So I'm glad that worked out for you, but don't sell yourself short.
Oh, no.
The company feels that you should do this job just because. Don't do that. Do what you feel is good for you. Because in the long run, you still have to live with you. And then if you would have took that supervising job, you'd have been like, yeah, I don't feel so good. You know, the stress or whatever. And
it was working nonstop.
Your intuitions are your best.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you is listen to your intuition. I feel something's going to open up again. I don't get timelines of when, you know, some people, you know, the spirit tells me more timelines than other or about when it should happen. I'm just not feeling like I'm feeling a flat line. Like I don't know how else to put it. But it could be that you still need to learn a lesson, and this is just my own personal opinion, but this is what I'm feeling, is there's still a lesson to be learned, and once it's learned, things will open up, whether it's learning meditation or whether it's learning, you know, to stick up for yourself, you know, so on and so forth. Is this making sense?
Yeah, meditation, because I'm doing all the physical things, all the linear things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well-spoken. I can write. I do all of the, I guess, worldly's got me meditation. Okay, understood.
No, the spirit got you, not me. I'm just a vessel. I would love to take the credit for that, but I can't.
Yeah, that's where I need to work, though. I really do. I need more spiritual clarity and grounding and more work on the spirit side, because sometimes, to tell you the truth, that kind of stuff is just, it scares me. I hear so many pops and noises and winds and synchronicities with songs, and I'm like, God, leave me alone for a while, and I don't pay attention. I have to.
You know why he's doing it? He's getting your attention, and the more you ignore him, the more he's going to come back tenfold. I've been where you are. Trust me, I was just thinking about it today. I'm like, okay, I haven't prayed in a while. Boy, do I feel it. So you're not the only one. We're human. We all make mistakes. So, or as he says, we're all sinners. So, but, you know, you could take it or leave it, just what I'm feeling. And if that's the case, if you feel that you need to meditate more, pray more, how, whatever terminology you want to use, that's great. So you're not the only one he's been knocking on their door. So maybe we both need a lesson tonight.
Lesson taken. Will do, will do, will do. Because that's the only area where I'm derelict is proper, real, true, genuine heart meditation.
Right.
Praying, I do that every day. Talking to the angels, I do that every day. But getting centered, getting grounded, spending more time in nature, meditation, that's where I'm not focused, and I need to. That's probably going to open the doors for me. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Keep in contact. Let me know what happens. I'd love to hear it.
I love to hear your show. I love the advice. A lot of the advice that you give, vicariously, it's for me too, so I take it.
You know, whatever helps anybody, so be it. You know, when I was told that I was a healer by storytelling, because I always joke around, and I know I've said this on the show many a time, I always joke and say I always have a story for something. You know, if it helps you or if it helps somebody else, then so be it. So I love the listeners. I love what I do. And if I can help anybody, then I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, you do. You help people. Even if I don't get through, you've been talking directly to me, and I kind of sit there convicted. I'm like, well, I did get the information.
Or, you know, you can send me an email. You know, my prices are on my website. Have a private session. I know money's tight right now, but, you know, my rates are pretty reasonable.
Very reasonable.
So, see, there's Mike's two cents.
Very
but,
reasonable.
Yeah. You know, even shoot me an email and say, hey, you know, thanks, I needed that, or, you know, just, I don't bite. I swear people think I do. I just nibble on it a little. But, you know, just, I love to hear the feedback of the listeners.
That's a pretty good laugh, too. You're up there with Maggie.
But she needed that
fun
laugh.
Look at his laugh. His laugh is like a little child. It's so cool. I can't do your laugh. But my kid brother used to laugh like that. It's engaging. It's infectious.
But see, she needed that laugh, and that's what happened. She needed to get that negative energy out so the positive energy can come in.
Well, that's why I listen to Mike's show, because he's got nothing but positive energy, and there's always really good people. I think he's got some of the best intuitives on the airwaves. Really, I do.
Aw, thank you.
Thank you. It starts with little T. Thanks for the laugh, even though I got equivalated to a little child.
Are you kidding? That's the best
kidding.
Kind of laugh.
No,
that's
I'm
the most
kidding,
sincere
yeah.
laugh.
I like
hey, your laugh
like
sounds like
laugh.
A child. I sound like a child. So it works
yes.
out.
We're just children. It says in the Bible, right? Or we're supposed to stay like children, right? So
yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. So don't criticize us, people. We're supposed to stay like children, damn it. Oh, well, a child wouldn't say that, would it?
Well, that was a slip of warning.
I just ruined my G-rated show. I don't ever swear on the show. Oh, that wasn't a bad word. All right.
That was
too
a flipperoony.
No, it was cool. It was cool. Like I said, I listen because it's fun. The show is always fun. It's always educational. It's always engaging. It's always interesting. There's always phenomenal people that have, you know, something, synchronicity. We've got synchronicities with everyone. Just about, and I love that about Blog Talk, good shows. So thank you guys, appreciate it.
All right, well thank you Lori for you being yourself and bringing positivity into the show today. So thank you.
Thanks, you guys. Namaste. God bless.
Thanks, Lori. I'll be waiting for your email.
Sounds good. I'll send you one, little T.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. I love the networking.
You're right. It's on the way. That's Lori's keyboard right now.
Oh, wow.
Dear little T.
Yeah.
All right.
I've been waiting 20 years for you. No, I'm just kidding.
Don't you love those movies, you know, like where they're typing or something or writing and then they'll actually like say it in a lower voice, like, "Dear John, John, I've been waiting for you," you know, like that.
And you like know what's going to happen.
Right. Dear John, I just thrown out your clothes out the door. I can't stand your cheating anymore. No. We'll save that.
Let's keep it G-rated.
Yeah. What has happened to me tonight? It's when I get around you, little T, it starts to go off the rail.
Blame it on your little sister.
Jersey.
It's fine.
I was going to blame it on Jersey.
Oh, you can do that, too. That's because I'm not originally from here, but you know.
Yeah, right. All right,
we always
T.
have a great time together, though.
Yeah, we do. We do. I think the listeners enjoy that. So, all right. Well, we'll see you in an hour and a half then. So.
Okay. I'll be here.
All right. All right. We'll see you then. All right. Thanks,
all right, Mike. See you.
Goodbye. Okay, so... yeah, Little T will be back in 90 minutes with Jennifer Green. And coming up, though, in 30 minutes will be Greg Keane from Lilydale, okay? I'll be back live on Facebook as well, so we'll see you all in just a few minutes. Much love, everybody, and namaste.